Artist, and her name is Suzanne Owens. Please give Suzanne a big welcome.
This is about a shadow, and I read that shadows have certain meanings. They're, if you see a shadow, it can be part of yourself, sort of, whatever it was when I wrote this, anyway. It's called Thirst. I don't know if I was awake or asleep, but my eyes were open. The feeling you have as a child when your parents leave for an hour or so thinking you're asleep, but you're not asleep. You hear their whispers, the door closing softly, the receding footsteps. Then suddenly you know something else is in the house with you, strange. You think, if I don't twitch a muscle, it won't know I'm here. Someone or something was in my room last night. I looked up from my pillow. A faceless figure stood in front of my bedroom door. I thought it was made up of smoke, not swirling angry smoke, but the kind that drapes itself still above a field burnt black in April. It just stood there, mute, its arms hanging at its sides. But how could I have seen black smoke in my dark room? I could see through it to the frame of the closed door, to the brass doorknob, to the chance of hearing the sound of my own voice. Where did the light come from that reflected off the doorknob? I must have been asleep. Yet, I lay there for a long time staring. If I had risen from my bed, wafted my hand through its body, blown into it with my breath, was I afraid of a shadow? Would we be afraid if we had no thirst? If we didn't want things? And about this poem, I was in a workshop at Emerson, and when I did this poem, and the teacher said to me afterwards, you stayed there. You didn't ask the shadow, what are you here for? What do you want? Did you get out of bed and follow the shadow? Where was it going to take you? It might have been half unconscious dreaming. And I said, no. And she said, it's not your time yet. You're not ready to follow this shadow that will take you somewhere different. I thought that was interesting. Thank you.
Thank you. That's Suzanne Owens. And likely open mic performers will get to